No, I tell you
what. Did you ever sit down in oil of mustard when you were a kid?
Yeah, and I wish I could sit down in some of these days. I feel like I am now.
No. You're just all really moving the bowels over there.
Yeah, I tell you what we did, which we got from the Johnson technique. We brought them in separately and had Tom Mann talk to them. We just divided them up about 6 and 7 in groups and just brought them in prior to the bill and just broke the backbone of it real quick. And that made it go good.
I wanted to suggest to you, as the leader, my leader in the field of Latin American affairs and hemispheric affairs, I always wanted to be, but I always felt as leader I was taking your thunder, so I always sat back and listened to you, and I had to forego an ambition that I had. But I hear a lot of belly aching over the years, but I don't hear much when we have real substantial achievements.
Right.
And we had Schlesinger and Adolf Brayley and Goodman.
Right.
And Ed Martin.
Right.
And 4 or 5 ABA publicity men in that bureau over there.
Right.
Who, when your name is mentioned, they look with utter contempt.
Right.
Just the mention of it. Primarily because your folks moved from New Jersey to Florida. I think that's the only reason they can do it. They can't say you're not good looking. They can't say you're not smart. Can't say you're not stable. But I think it's primarily where you live, your post office address. And you're not an Ivy League, and you don't go to Harvard to every seminar they have.
Right.
Now, they just were unmerciful with me when I came in here on the Panama Treaty.
Right.
The New York Times, the Washington Post, now all of them are having to admit that we have a very improved relationship with them. They wanted to make an ambassador out of this political hack Coffin, who was down at the aid agency and who'd been defeated, Congressman Maine. I refused to, and I got a boy that lived in Panama and could speak Spanish good, and his children born there, and he's just got them eaten out of his hand, and Bob Anderson's working out a fine agreement, so it's a great chip.
Right.
Well, Guantanamo, Barry said, let's send in Marines right away, and everybody raised hell, and Bobby Kennedy and the New York Times and Post said I overreacted when I fired those Cubans and sent them back home. There are 3,000 of them working for us.
Yeah.
And I said, I'll put in my own water plant. They thought we ought to continue to buy water from him. And ever since then, he's been trying to get me in a conference. He's been more or less eaten out of her hand.
Yeah.
And he got some respect for us for a change. In Brazil, we got in there up to our ears.
Right.
And if it had gone against us, we'd have been murdered.
Right.
They'd have run me out. Been worse than Cuba.
Right. That's
they didn't
right.
blame Eisenhower for Cuba, but if we'd lost Brazil, we'd lost the hemisphere.
That's right.
And yet, the moment that we got that president out of the country, I wrote him and said, let's get going, and they blamed me for that. Said I wrote too quickly. The resolution up here the other day, they were going to have a defeated there, and right on the midst of it, New York Times went down and started saying that we ought to denounce him, that he wants to get along with us.
That's right.
And try to make up. Now, all this has been done under the leadership of a president that had some little understanding.
Right.
But primarily under a Secretary of State who is a good man, an able man. But really, the nutcutter has been Tom Mann, who came back and wanted to retire, and who all of them are after in these little ADA groups.
Right.
Now, you ought to get up and say what I've said on the floor there and just say that everybody in this Senate, just as we are grateful in time of war for Kurt LeMay that carried the bombers over Germany, and just as we're grateful to great scientists now for taking pictures of the moon and revolutionary development, we're grateful for how this man has taken, pulled us out of a mess in a matter of months.
Right.
They had the Alliance for Progress, and they had hundreds of millions that wasn't even allocated. They had 4 layers you had to go through. And all these ambassadors told me, by God, it's just worthless. He's cleaned that up where he can make a decision in 24 hours, and every dollar of the last year's money was obligated.
Yeah. I think it's an excellent idea, and I'll do it. I'll get right on it.
I'd start out with Panama, that's what hit us first.
Right.
And then Cuba, that's what hit us. And then Brazil, and that's what hit us.
Right.
And then talk about the meeting of foreign ministers here and the resolution.
Right.
And then say he's reorganized the department and the Alliance for Progress, and the president gave him the power over everybody.
Right.
By making him the president's assistant. And you don't know the future of Latin America, and you don't know what may happen tomorrow. You don't know what's going to happen in Chile, but you do know you got a man that's knowledgeable, that's got his fingers on it, that knows what he's doing, and up to now has been hitting home run.
Right.
And that he wanted to retire, and they've just punished him till it's something awful, these damn few little long hairs around here.
Right. I think it's a good idea, and I sure as hell do it.
And I think it'll get a good play, and I think that the people in Latin America will appreciate it, because he's had all these groups in groups of five or six over at the Oval Room, and we've had drinks and hors d'oeuvres and talked 2 hours.
Yeah.
And he's let Chile tell their problem and Bolivia tell their problem, and I've had to sit there and listen to it.
Yeah.
2 hours an evening in four separate meetings. He had Lady Bird have her wives in yesterday. She had them all in.
Yeah.
We've had the OAS and the Latin American ambassadors 5 times in 8 months.
Yeah. That's wonderful. Well, I think it's a great idea, and I'd love to do it, and I will do it.
Now, they're going to beat me on my poverty bill unless I can get some votes. How can I get some in Florida? They're just all against it.
Well, not all of them.
No, Sykes is for it, and some of them.
Billy Matthews, so he'd be for
it. Yeah, but I can't get Paul Rogers.
Oh, shit, we can't get Paul Rogers on anything, with Mr. Burton, I regret to say.
Well, I'm going to try to get his man judgeship on account of Ewan Spessard Holland and Paul Rogers and Dick.
That's enough.
I'm just working my head off, but I can't promise it. I haven't got it, but I'm trying my damnedest.
All right, well, let me put it to him just that way. Not that you... I will not have talked to you about it at all.
No, I think you can tell him.
All right.
But the president told me the other morning.
Right.
That if I'd just give him a little excuse, and you'd give him a little excuse and help him, that he'd run over somebody and go all the way south to Florida.
Right.
To get...
Will you get me Dr. Welsh's office?
Yes,
he'll be. Uh-huh. Thank you.
Your judgeship, like when he's District Columbia.
Holland, damn him, he was going to vote for the poverty bill, and he got mad at the last minute because I spoke against his amendment.
Well, but you had 2-1 vote, so you're all right.
Oh, I know it. No, I'm not. I just say that.
You did a wonderful job.
If Holland had voted for it, it would have helped us with Paul Rogers.
Yeah, yeah.
And Holland had agreed with me to vote for it. Then he got mad at the last minute because his amendment went too far. Mine went about as far as we could reasonably expect to go. But anyway, that's a good point. I'll talk.
I think you can tell him that we're going to make taxpayers instead of tax eaters out of them, and work the living hell out of them, and all the money's in the budget that we've saved from obsolete establishments.
Right.
And say, now, if you'll give me a little lift on this one vote, I'll guarantee you that I'll get this man to move heaven and earth, and before January the 1st,
yeah,
to try to deliver, and he will really try, and he's told me he would. If I could just give him a little excuse, and he could say, well, hell, this boy saved me in the poverty bill.
Okay. Well,
now, look at the other delegation. Who else are we going to lose? You can't do anything with Kramer, of course.
Can't do anything with Kramer, and I can't do much with Bennett. He's the fellow we ought to be getting, and not, but we're getting...
Well, what can I do to get Bennett?
Well... And they're just not. The trouble about talking to Bennett is he goes right out and then he'll tell the press that, somebody called him or tried to do this or tried to do that. And he said he's demagoguing to beat hell. Of course, Jacksonville, his city is Jacksonville, and it's a very conservative, segregationist-type city, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going down there to make a speech at Jacksonville University. He's going to present me. I may have some opportunity to talk with him then.
When is it?
That's next week.
When?
I think...
The vote is Friday.
Yeah. Thursday. When do you vote? Friday.
Friday.
Well, I think this is maybe one day before that. But I'll touch him up. I'll walk over and see him. I find that when I walk over there and sit down in their office and bullshit with them, that it does a lot better.
Now, I understand your governor said he's going to support me, your nominee.
The nominee pulled out. He first said he would, then he backed off and said that no, he wasn't going to do it, that he was going to convention, that he actually felt like his philosophy was more akin to that of Goldwater, and he made a pretty bad statement.
Oh, God. Well, somebody came in this morning and told me that the governor of Florida, the nominee, had made the finest statement he ever saw. Real strong.
Well, my God, he must have made it this morning.
No.
I haven't seen
it. No, it was some time ago. And they must be the first one he's talking about.
No, he's talking about the first one.
Yeah. And he's backed off now and going to support Goldwater.
Yeah. No, he didn't say he's going to support Goldwater. He said he was going to, he's going to run an independent campaign. Now, Ferris Bryant made a strong statement for you. See, Ferris not running again, but we got to keep Ferris, I'm telling you. We've got a pretty good situation in our state, really. If we can just keep Martin Anderson, the fever's up now, and it'll wear off a little bit. And we start talking about the test bomb treaties and the war, and as you put it, it's pretty as hell lot easier to sit beside a Negro and arrest him than fight beside him with a gun overseas and attacking China and a few things like that to go to war before. We're going to swing him back.
Main thing that ruined you all is his economic policies. He'd